I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A rising unemployment rate in the United States coupled with negative consumer confidence is causing trickle-down effect on ministries. Slava Gospel Association is fueling that trickle-down. Vice President of SGA's Ministry Operations, Eric Mock, says the trickle-down for them is fewer kids going to camp in the former Soviet Union.
By comparison, we're 60% of where we have been the last few years, and what that means is we've been able to send support for about 4,000 children, but we'd like to reach 6,000.
$82,000 is needed. If not, 2,000 kids won't hear about Christ. Meanwhile, Cure International's Children's Hospital of Uganda is a launching pad for new life. Executive Director of the hospital, Derek Johnson, says that while they've dealt with cases of hydrocephalus or water on the brain, they've also run into other issues.
It's very much a spiritual war going on here. There's a lot of evil attached to the stigmas against hydrocephalus and spina bifida.
Many people label these diseases evil, and hospitals often turn disabled children away. The striking difference at Cures Hospital, which will even perform surgeries for free, shows patients and parents the power of Christ's love. And finally, did you know that there are still 2,000 languages globally without the Bible, representing some 350 million people? To raise awareness, Australian Mites, as they're called, Dave, Carnsey, and Sav, are partnering with Operation Mobilization and Wycliffe Bible Translators for the 2,000 walk. From August 25th through November 11th, the three men will walk 2,000 kilometers, a kilometer for every language. Visit our website to prayerfully adopt a language or donate to translation work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.